Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and there's lots of other things there at my website. I like to call it Small Business Nirvana there when you get to jbsba.com. Mary Wong is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and our new friend. She's Director of Community Relations at Office Depot. And one of the things, I know a little bit about Mary, and one of the things I like about her is she earned her stripes at the store level first. And then she was promoted. The Office Depot saw the potential in her, and she was promoted all the way up to company headquarters now as Director of Community Relations, and I'm really proud of what she's accomplished in her career. Mary, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on, it really inspired me to read about your professional history, and you started out in the store, and you grew to a regional basis in your profession with Office Depot, and you were actually a store manager at one time, weren't you?
Yes, I've been doing this for a very long time, and I worked when I joined Office Depot. I started out as a store manager in Minnesota, and then I helped open up that market, and then I moved to Chicago as a district manager, and I had 20 stores in Chicago that I was in charge of, and then I was promoted to Atlanta as a director, and then I met Mr. Nelson and Eileen Dunn, who is the Vice President of Public Relations, and they asked if I would come to Florida and help establishing the corporate community philanthropy department.
And you said, darn, not Florida. Oh, no, not Florida. Isn't that where the sunshine is?
Yeah, right.
Please don't do that to me. Go ahead.
So then I was asked to come here, and in hearing you speak, I am truly one of the luckiest people. I have a job that I absolutely love.
Isn't it great? You know, my mother used to tell me, Mary, that if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Well, that's a great
philosophy
to have. And if you can achieve that in life, you've achieved a huge thing.
Well, you know what? I think we can. I just think that sometimes we just don't, and we settle. But I'll tell you something else, though, Mary. I think I know enough about you, especially what I've learned about you up to now and what I hear in your voice right now. But you're the kind of person that seeks excellence. And I think if you seek excellence, you not only seek it for your assignment, but you seek it for yourself. And that means that not only are you prepared to do what it takes to find excellence for yourself, but in the doing of that, other people recognize that and they see that in you. And they give you a chance to seek excellence. And I think that's what Office Depot's done. And I congratulate both of you for that.
Well, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about what you do as Director of Community Relations. What in the world does a company like Office Depot need with a Director of Community Relations?
Well, like I said, actually, the Community Relations Department is really part of Office Depot's core value structure. If you know anything about Office Depot, I think that you know that Office Depot believes firmly giving back into the communities that it lives and works in, and that its employees live and work in. So this is not just a Florida-based program. We do outreach efforts all across the country with both local and national nonprofit organizations and establishing different programs that we can help out. Since the terrible tragedy of September 11th, the whole nonprofit world changed. That day truly not only changed our lives, but changed the nonprofit structure and how you're viewed at. And Office Depot, long before that, was giving money and helping nonprofits, but we really wanted to give it with a focus and really have an impact in what we did. So we established different programs that really help in establishing programs that assist children or underprivileged or in-need children, because we really feel that children are our future.
Well, there's no question about that. And we're going to get in. I want to get into some of the things you guys are working on along those lines, but let's move into this big event that's coming up in about 2 weeks or so, that wherein you guys really help to promote these different charitable organizations, because you guys have your Success Strategies Business Women's Conference coming up in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, don't you?
Yes, and you know, Jim, I'm very excited because I've been with Office Depot for this is going on my 10th year, and I've got to see the company grow in so many different ways, and one of the ways has been the way it's growing in the support of women and women in business, and to be able to be a partner with the Success Strategy Business Women Conference is amazing. And when you see all of these women attend these conferences, from large companies to very small companies to privately owned companies to Fortune 500 companies, you're amazed at the networking opportunities that are there. And, but the story is all the same. They want to, I think you said it very nicely, achieve excellence in what they do. And well, the opportunity to be able to hear other people and how they achieve leadership is really a key focus for us with this conference.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is the fourth annual one, isn't it?
It began in 2001, yes.
Yeah, and so this is the fourth one, and a lot of important keynote speakers who are going to be there, and about 700 attendees, right?
Actually, I think it's a little bit more than that.
Is that right?
It's almost nearly sold out, and we have some just amazing speakers. Honorable Clinton, Hillary Rodman Clinton's coming, Katie Couric, Mary Maitland, Don Hudson. I mean, it's going to be a very impactful lineup.
And it starts on February the 22nd on Sunday.
Correct.
And it goes through Tuesday the 24th, I believe.
Right.
And guess what? Guess what, Mary? I am going to be there this year.
Well, I look forward to seeing you.
I think you're
going to find it very enjoyable.
You and I will meet face to face, but I'm going to be there broadcasting. I'm going to be broadcasting 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, from that venue, introducing my audience to some of the folks who are going to be down there, some of the small business attendees, and some of the folks who helped to put this on. It's a big deal, and I'm really excited about the opportunity to participate. Now, let's talk for we got about a minute before we go to a break, Mary. What are some of who are some of the beneficiaries of this program?
Well, we have partnered with some nonprofit agencies also that can help benefit from the conference. And there's three that will be there that a small business or a large business can find out about. And that's the Dream Foundation, the Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital, and the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition.
Mm-hmm. And these are all nonprofits that you guys have partnered with and they will be benefiting from this financially as well as from a public relations.
Well, the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition. What we've done is, our Office Depot and AT&T has an established a grant that we have given to them to help in assisting with getting the message out about ovarian cancer.
Right. Mary Wong, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Mary is the Director of Community Relations at Office Depot. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more to come. She's got some other information to tell us about. Right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Mary Wong, Director of Community Relations at Office Depot. Mary, I want to make sure people know that at the Success Conference that's going to be beginning of the 22nd of February, that's open to the public. Anybody can come, and how do they find out how to sign up for that?
Actually, they can go to the website, and they can find out anything that they want to know about the success strategy. They just go to www.officedepotsuccessstrategy.com.
Okay.
Or they can call 1-888-475-3344.
Okay. That's Office Depot Success Strategies.
It's officedepotsuccess.com.
All right. Now, And it's, what's it, $399, I think, to attend?
Right. It's a $399 free fee for a three-day conference.
And, folks, I'll remind you that they've got an outstanding list of impressive speakers who are going to be the keynotes. And they still, I'm not sure if they have any, I think they still got a little bit of room, but it's almost sold out. So you better move quick if you got a chance to be there. Especially those of you who live in Florida, you might want to check that out. Because it is going to be in the in Boca Raton, right?
Yes.
I don't think we mentioned that. I think we need to make sure we do that.
It's at the Boca Raton Resort.
Right. All right. That sounds good. Okay. There's something else you guys are working on. It's called Count Me In. I want you to tell us about that.
Right. Office Depot has supported Count Me In since 2001. And it's always been through a silent auction. And we've contributed more than $70,000 to them. But what Count Me In does is it helps in establishing women with economic independence by providing them access to business loans, essentially. And it's a nonprofit organization that is been established by Merlino. Merlino. And
she's been a guest on the show before.
Yeah, she's a very passionate woman about this, and she's really taken it to a whole other level. And
we met Nell and one of her recipients, the people who received some funds from her.
And it was a very impactful story.
It was very inspiring, no question about it.
And so what we do is, through the support of all of our vendors and local businesses and even truly businesses from all across the country, we get product and we put these baskets together, and our attendees are very generous in supporting and purchasing them. And this year we hope for a very successful auction. We have some wonderful items.
Right, absolutely. And this is, folks, this is all part of the giving back to the community that Office Depot is working on. And I think, Mary, you know, this is a great example of what big businesses can do for communities where their citizens, they have operations and they basically are corporate citizens of those areas. But this is a lesson that small business owners can take too, isn't it? I mean, there are so many things that we can do at our scale, on our level, that are similar to what Office Depot does.
Well, actually, Jim, I'm really happy you brought that up because it doesn't have to be at a grandiose level. It's whatever you can do. It doesn't even have to be with money. Time, being able to volunteer your time and being able to be involved with an organization and making an impact, big or small, is truly something that needs to be done in any of the communities that you live and work in. Because the more that you can help in making it a better place to live, it only helps perpetuate that through the business organizations.
Right.
And what we've learned through Office Depot is we do all three things. We do volunteerism, in-kind donations, and of course financial. But small businesses and being able to be involved with that can start at any level.
Let's go. I want to go back a little bit though and talk about those three organizations that you guys are going to be working with in this year's Success Strategy Conference. Talk to us a little bit about the Dream Foundation.
Sure. I met the Dream Foundation about 2.5 years ago. The Dream Foundation is the only national organization that grants wishes to terminally ill adults. And you probably are asking, well, I thought you told me that your focus is on children. Well, we see it as that those are families. Mm-hmm. Most of the dreams are requested to come here to Florida to see Disneyland and to come with their families.
Right.
And so what we do is we helped in establishing funds for grants for their last wishes so that they could go and have something that's very memorable. There is a saying that I saw one time, and it just kind of moved me when I saw the Dream Foundation, was that we don't remember days, we remember moments. And to me, I think that's really what that encompasses with the Dream Foundation, because I think when, you know, their parents are gone or their mother or father is deceased, a child can always remember the time that they had versus the illness.
And by the way, folks, I've got a website here. It's dreamfoundation.org if you'd like to know more about them. And what about, we've got about a minute, what about the Arnold, you mentioned the Ovarian Cancer Coalition earlier. What about the Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital?
Well, Arnold Palmer is building a new hospital, and they're actually it's really dedicated to women and babies. And they are a nationally renowned hospital known for that. And because there are so many people that travel to Florida and they visit in Orlando, that is a huge base for them. But across the country, they get people from all over the country that come in. And we really want our business people that attend to know about them and know what they do and how they can help them in a great work-life program.
And, folks, this is all going to be conducted. It's all going to be part of the Office Depot Success Strategies Women's Business Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, beginning the 22nd of February. You still have time to check it out. OfficeDepotSuccess.com, I believe. Is that right, Mary?
That's correct.
Mary, you've done a great job today. Thank you for the information. It's great to be with you today, and I look forward to seeing you in about 2 weeks.
Well, I look forward to it, and thank you for having us on.
We'll have some fun. Mary Wong, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Community Relations at Office Depot. We'll get her back another day. I want to find out more about what she's got going on over there. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend Arky C. and Cuddy. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.